Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Democratic Party leaders are focusing on one primary goal for next year's elections, defeating Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown. That message was repeated over and over again during the Democrats' state convention this past weekend. There are six Democrats already in the race, vying for a chance to challenge Brown. For a look at the convention and the field of candidates and what it might take to put a Democrat back in that U.S. Senate seat, we turn this morning to Jeff Berry, political science professor at Tufts University. Jeff, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Morning, Bob.
Democrats came away from the convention all saying that they are convinced the party can retake the seat held for so long by Ted Kennedy, but Brown remains, as we know, very popular. Why do Democrats think they can win the seat?
It has less to do with Scott Brown than it has to do with the difference in turnout between a general election and a special election. So here's the math. In the special election between Scott Brown and Martha Coakley, a total of 2,225,000 voters turned out in Massachusetts, and he won with just 52% of the vote. In 2008, when Barack Obama faced John McCain, 3 million Massachusetts voters went to the polls. So there was a drop-off of more than 750,000 voters who chose not to show up in the special election. And what do we know about those voters that dropped out? They're disproportionately Democrats, disproportionately young Democrats who took a pass on the election, and also low-income minority voters who were not excited about Coakley.
So with Obama on the ballot facing a re-election challenge, no matter who his Republican opponent is, the Democrats, in theory, have an easier time at unseating Scott Brown here in Massachusetts.
An easier time, but not an easy time. Scott Brown remains a formidable candidate, and I think what the Democrats are going to do is to nationalize the election and run not so much against Brown, but against the Paul Ryan budget on Medicare and run against the Tea Party and pose this question to Massachusetts voters. Which party do you want running the government in Washington, the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Let's listen to what Governor Patrick told the Democratic Convention this weekend. Speaking about the Democrats' loss of the House up on Capitol Hill, he called it the party's fault that the Brown won the special Senate election and said a unified party can take back that Senate seat.
To me, the loss in the House to the radical right last fall was as much about a loss of our own self-confidence as it was about a loss of votes. So the bigger question is, what do we believe? What are our core convictions, and are we willing to work for them?
Jeff Berry, do you agree with the governor's assessment there? Do Democrats have to get back to basics, so to speak, in Massachusetts in order to beat Scott Brown?
I think there's something to that, but Patrick ought to have pointed the finger at himself as well, because the Democrats didn't turn out their base vote, or at least not in the numbers that they needed to. And it's not only Governor Patrick, but no less a person than Mayor Tom Menino has been saying the Democrats right now don't have a horse in this race and can't win right now against Scott Brown. But Democrats absolutely need a huge turnout of voters in Boston, so they need Menino to get on their side and get his election machine into action in 2012.
Well, Menino says that partly because no big-name Democrats have yet come out to announce that they'll run against Scott Brown. The candidates themselves, not particularly well-known. Newton Mayor Seti Warren, nonprofit executive Bob Massey, lawyer Marissa DeFranco, state representative Thomas Conroy, City Year founder Alan Casey, maybe the most well-known in the race because he's run for U.S. Senate before, and computer programmer Herb Robinson. Might some of these candidates stand a chance against Brown, or, Jeff Berry, does the party need a bigger name?
The party does need a bigger name. I wouldn't expect that any of those candidates could defeat Scott Brown.
In the last big election here, Massachusetts Democrats worked very hard to identify and then get out the Democratic vote. The result was that Governor Patrick was reelected. Is that the kind of effort that it's going to take for Massachusetts Democrats to beat Scott Brown this year, working very hard to identify the potential votes and then getting them all to the polls on Election Day?
Absolutely. There's a lot of nuts and bolts to politics. It's not abstract, spiritual ideology. It's getting your voters out. And, you know, one difference that you're going to find between 2012 and the special election is that you have, for example, 200 candidates for the state Senate and state House that are running, each of which has an organization in their own local communities turning out the vote. So I expect that that vote will be closer to the 3 million that we saw in 2008.
Jeff Berry, professor of political science at Tufts University, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you, Bob.
Professor Berry is working on a book called The Outrage Industry. It's a study of cable TV, talk radio, and political blogs.